What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. We have a great show for you tonight. And tonight, we're going to keep it going with these Black History Facts. So now I'm going to go ahead and get into my Black History Fact of the day. And did you know who is the queen? Who's the queen of gospel? Well, hold on, wait. Producer Britt. Welcome, Producer Britt.
What's going on? You forgot about me already.
You know what I'm saying? Can't start to fight without you in the room. But Producer Britt, here it is. Do you know who the queen of gospel is?
You gonna tell me, ain't you?
The queen of gospel is Mahalia Jackson. Her 1947 album entitled Move On Up A Little Higher. This was the claim to fame. This album has sold over 8 million copies. Shout out to Mahalia Jackson, man.
Shout out to Mahalia Jackson.
Doing numbers, man. Yeah. So that's my Black History Fact for today.
All right. My Black History Fact of the day is Sojourner Truth. On February 4th, 1986, the U.S. Postal Service gave her a postage stamp, Sojourner Truth. And also Sojourner Truth was an abolitionist and women's rights activist. Also, I got two today.
Come on.
The one and only Rosa Parks was born today, 1913.
Oh, wow.
So happy birthday, Rosa Parks.
Happy birthday, Sister Rosa. Happy birthday. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So y'all, just so y'all know, this is going to be a platform where you can come and you can learn something new every single week. If it be a Black History Fact, if it be something that we're teaching, you're going to learn on a platform. All right. You're going to learn on a platform. So, I just want the people to know. So now, Britt, we're going to go ahead and transition. What we're going to go ahead and transition into, Producer Britt?
We're going to go into what I saw scrolling, okay? So I got some good stories today. I'm super excited. Okay, this isn't my first story, so I don't want to mess up my order. So give me 1 second, y'all. Okay, so first things first. Okay, so all you Walmart shoppers out there, check your broccoli as soon as possible. The FDA has just issued their highest level recall for market side broccoli after discovering Listeria contamination in Texas. So we're talking about the 12 ounce bag with the best buy date, December 10th, 2024. Now, it's 2025. You should not have that broccoli in your refrigerator. You should not have that broccoli at all. But if you do, throw it away immediately. So this batch of broccoli has been sold in more than 20 states, including California, Texas, and Illinois. So please check that. And Listeria has reported to be extremely bad and a serious condition for pregnant women and people with weak immune systems. So please make sure you throw that broccoli in the trash. Okay.
Get that broccoli out of there.
Okay.
Get it out of there. What else you got for
Moving on. I bet you didn't know this. Did you know Pat Riley owns the phrase three-peat?
That's crazy.
I've been waiting to tell you this all day, man.
Who in the world? Who thinks of that though? Like who think like?
So first of all, this man is clearly banking on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because he first coined the phrase when the Chicago Bulls won their three-peat. He won about $300,000 when he first got it. I know, okay. Right? Crazy. And then when the Bulls got their second three-peat, he got more money off that. And then Yeah. So those two times, and now if Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, if they win the Super Bowl, Pat Riley is scheduled to, not scheduled, but he could win over $1 million, easy, just like that. So that's he is crazy. On their side for
but wait,
for this
but wait, producer Britt, but wait.
Okay,
so I saw this earlier too. Uh-huh. I saw the NFL supposedly settled with Pat Riley.
Yes, they did. But with that same article, because I checked that too, he still is projected to win over, like, he still win millions of dollars.
God, that's crazy.
I know.
Okay.
I know. And he owns different variations of three-peat. So there's three-peat, the word, you know, spelt out. There's three-peat, the actual number three. He owns that too. And just different variations. When it's on, if it's on jewelry, like all of it. Yeah.
2025. What we need to know and understand is ownership, people.
And trademark ownership. Some.
Ownership and trademark. Touch something, okay? Trademark something.
Yeah, for sure.
Period.
Okay, period. So speaking of the Super Bowl, going right in, all you Chipotle lovers out there, Chipotle is giving away 50,000 free entrees on Super Bowl Sunday. So how this works is that Chipotle is bringing their A game to the Super Bowl with a tasty touchdown of their own, giving away 50,000 free entrees. But here's the deal. Whenever something extra happens during the game, like a fourth down conversion or a two-point play, they will drop a special code on their social medias. So you'll check X, formerly known as Twitter. Or you'll check their Instagram and they'll put something in their story. You get the deal, you get a free entree. Well, you get the code and you get a free entree.
Yeah. Well played, Chipotle. Grow that social following. Well played.
Yeah. I figured you like that. You know, good business mood, free Chipotle, you know, nice. Okay, and my last one, I mean, it's not my last one. But it's not the best story, but, you know, it's something to talk about. So Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, was arrested for DUI, cocaine possession, and resisting arrest, booked into Orange County Jail. So this happened earlier in the week. Well, today's Tuesday. So this happened yesterday, actually. And, TMZ, this is a TMZ story. They reached out to him and he hasn't said anything back. But I mean, it's just sad to see because we all know who his father is. And, you know,
Just get the Uber, bro. Like, you can get the Uber Black. You can get the baby Uber. You can Uber X.
Yeah. Just Uber anywhere. And he was in a what car was he in? It didn't tell me what car. Okay, I thought he was. Oh, I think he was in a Porsche.
I'm sure it was flashy.
Let's pray for Brother Marcus. Okay, pray for Brother Marcus. Okay, and my last story here. So my last story is about the TikTok ban. Okay, so just an update. An update. So time is ticking for TikTok. President Trump just gave the mega popular app a 75-day ultimatum. So find an American buyer or face a total U.S. ban. So we got 75 days, y'all. This story just came out today.
What is going on? He want to take credit for bringing it back, and now he's trying to ban it again?
I don't know. I don't know.
What are we doing, President?
And they have,
doing?
And you know, Jonathan, they have these other apps like Deep Seek, and the Red Note. So I believe Italy just banned Deep Seek or Seek Deep or whatever it's called. They just banned that. And then some other countries are banning the Red Note. So all these other apps that are popping up, they're all getting banned. So, you know, I'll follow up on the story and I will let y'all know. But yeah, I mean, I hope we have TikTok in 75 days. Jonathan, what are we going to do?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because, you know, the successors out there, they sending us content or what they saw scrolling to Speak Your Success Media.
Yeah.
And they're making sure that we share it with everybody. So we got to, you know, we need our TikTok page.
Okay? We need our TikTok page. All right. Well, that is what I had scrolling. If y'all have anything that y'all want to send me, either reach out to @producerBrit or Speak Your Success Media on TikTok, and I will check the DMs and I'll show you what I saw scrolling. All right.
That's it.
Back to you, Jeff.
That's it right there. All right. So y'all, today is Tuesday, and Tuesday is my favorite day of the week. You might say, John, why is it your favorite day of the week? Because here at Speak Your Success, every single Tuesday is Teach Me Tuesday. Help me out, producer Britt. Bow. There we go. So y'all, on this Teach Me Tuesday, what I'm going to share with you, because I had the opportunity to go down to Baylor University and speak to their student athletes, because I strongly believe in LinkedIn. So for you all out there who are entrepreneurs, business owners, I did a session with them and I said, I got to bring this to the successors. So I talked about going pro with LinkedIn, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the presentation. So the first thing that we all have to take account for, right? And this is if you're a small business owner, if you're a CEO, no matter where you are in your journey, you need to take a moment. You need to assess, what are some things that you've accomplished? What are some achievements that you're most proud of? And the reason why we need to take a minute or two to begin to list out these items is because as we see the things that we've been able to accomplish, and as we've seen the success we've had in the past, this allows us to know how this can contribute to our business or even to better serve other people going forward. So the first thing I want you to do, if you don't do it right now, I want you to just begin to take some time to reflect. What have I accomplished in my life? Maybe I graduated high school, graduated college, I got a certificate, or I had a bomb job, right? Just begin to list out some of the things you've accomplished just so that you have a track record of those things. Next, what we want to begin to think about is our purpose statement. On LinkedIn, this is the main line that's just under your profile image. And when we list out the things that we've been able to accomplish, now we can take those accomplishments and then blend them together. And then we'll have a purpose statement. And the reason why we want to have a purpose statement is it creates a level of intentionality when people come to our LinkedIn profile and they read the statement, and a few things will happen. The first thing, people will read and they'll say, oh, wow, I'm in the same boat as this person, right? That purpose statement really resonated with me based on where I am in my career or where I am in my life. And then the other thing is, they might want to be where you are based on reading your purpose statement. They might say, maybe I should reach out to this person to see if they can help me out. Maybe I should reach out to see if I have a conversation. But either way, this is going to intentionally grow your network with the people that you want specifically in your network. And why is this relevant? Because depending on where you are, LinkedIn is extremely beneficial to you if you're looking for an internship, you're looking for a job, or even looking to be able to find a mentor, finding somebody who is five steps or maybe two steps ahead of you. So now you can save 2, 5, 10 years by having a conversation with somebody, doing an informational interview, and now you're able to go and jump ahead over some pitfalls and some potential challenges that you might have had to face if you didn't get the opportunity to have this mentor. So you all, I challenge the student athletes at Baylor, just as well as I'm challenging you, take time, get comfortable with this LinkedIn platform, because like I said, it allows you to further your network. And it said, I've heard it said many times before, that your network is determined by your net worth will determine your net worth. Right. So let's be intentional about the people we're surrounding ourselves with so that we ultimately can have success. And this is something that I'm really, really, really heavy on in 2025. LinkedIn gives you the ability to connect with people that you've never met before, you've never seen before, and it allows you to begin to broker deals and everything like that. So that's gonna wrap us up for this Teach Me Tuesday. Now we're about to have a brief commercial break and we'll be back with more Speak Your Success. Exciting workout that's not only fun, but makes you feel alive. It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Shout out to Extreme Fitness with Treece. She really gets it done. But now as we just transition and we shift gears a little bit, now we're in the opportunity of the show where I like to talk. Well, this is just me giving a little bit of my motivation, just sharing a little bit of insight. And tonight, where that insight and where that wisdom is going to come from, it's going to come from the book of Romans, because the word of God is something that I believe in, that I live by. And it really has brought me out of some of the darkest times, but also has allowed me just to celebrate and just pay homage just throughout my life. But now we're going to be in the chapter, and we're going to be in Romans chapter 3, and I'm going to read a few verses for you. And this is the NIV version, and the text reads, "But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith, Jesus Christ, to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." I want to focus in on two parts of the text. In verse 22, where it says, "The righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe," right? So at the end of the day, once we say that we believe that Jesus came down from heaven on earth and he died for me, he died for you, he died for Producer Britt, he died for all the sinners. Once we acknowledge that with our mouth, we are saved. And remember that no matter what you've been through, no matter what the biggest challenge that you might currently be facing and going into right now, just know and remember, if you feel maybe you don't have the best relationship with your earthly father, right? So maybe you just, it's just difficult to begin to conceptualize having a relationship with Jesus or having a relationship with God. Y'all, the text says it, because the word of God does not lie. Faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. And then the last part of the text where it says, well, let me go here first. It says between Jew and Gentile. Gentiles were basically just like everybody else, okay? So we would be considered Gentiles because unless you're Jewish, right? But we would be considered Gentiles in modern day time. But verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." At the end of the day, if I was to line up, Producer Britt was to line up, everybody was to line up side by side, and then God was to say, "Do you want what you deserve?" We all, of course, would want to say no, because we all would deserve death. Why would we all deserve death? Because we all have sinned and we don't have the ability to live a perfect life. However, when Jesus came down from heaven on earth, and then he was hung on the cross, and then he died for our sins, past, present, and future, that was the ultimate sacrifice that cleansed us. So now we have the opportunity to believe in Jesus, and now we have the opportunity to go to heaven. So I want you to know that no matter what sin you have committed in your past, no matter what struggle you may currently be going through and you're trying to figure it out and you're trying to navigate and you keep on going back. And trust me, I've been there. I fall daily now, right? I was the guy. I would always, oh, I'm done drinking. And I'm going to the bar and I would get hammered, okay? Just living a life that was just loose, okay? But what I want you to know is that since coming into relationship with Christ, life has been better. But I won't say it's been easier. And I want you to know that, right? So just for this motivation, I want you just to reflect and just think for a second. If you're feeling exhausted and you're feeling wore down and you're saying, I need a shift in my life. I need something different. I just want you to just take a moment and I want you just to say, Jesus, I believe that you came down from heaven on the earth and you died for my sins. I want to accept you in my life and I want you to be the head of my life. And if you say that prayer, then you, my friend, are now saved. So be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged. Right. And then after you get saved, I would encourage you to connect with the local body. And I'm in Dallas. I attend Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. There are many other churches around, but I would just encourage you to get connected or even reach out to me and I'll help you find a church. But we're going to go ahead and get ready to transition to another commercial because we got to pay the bills here, y'all. But we'll be back with more Speaker Success. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves. All right. We are back. Producer Brick, come on out here so we can get into this next segment.
What's up, y'all? Okay, so our next segment is one of my second favorite. You know, I guess I only got two segments on the show. So, I mean, if I had to rank them, this is my second one. So this one, I like to call it Ask Jonathan. All right. So I just get some random questions and I ask Jonathan. So first question, what is your take on AI? Tell the people.
So AI at first, I would use it here and there for little stuff here and there. But now I'm realizing like I need to integrate my life around AI versus integrating AI into my life.
What about all the backlash, though? What about all the super computers and, I mean, you hear the stuff. What do you?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Elon called it the new God. Just say what it is, bro.
I won't go on that far. I want to talk about that because I haven't read that article yet. But I'm just saying, as far as, you know, AI's here, AI's there, the kids use AI in the schools. We didn't grow up with AI in school. So it's like one of those things, like how you said, you have to shape your world around it because you're not going to get away from it. I mean, now it's on our phone. I mean, I'm pretty sure, isn't it on our TVs now? I mean, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Here's my take. I'm not going to say always been around, but it's been there. We just didn't know that's what it was. And that's really like maybe like within the past few years. But now my take on it is you can be fearful of it. You can hate it. You can say whatever you want to about it. But at the end of the day, there's going to come a point in time to where you need to be equipped, at least with a base level understanding, how to do prompts, how to put in certain formulas to get AI to spit out what you need and what you want.
That prompt game got to be crazy. I'll tell you that right now.
Prompt game got to be crazy. But if you haven't been taking the time, like Producer Brid and like me, if you haven't been taking the time putting in the reps on AI, when you're forced to have to use it, you're going to be in a bad spot. So
I totally agree.
I don't know how y'all feel about it, but you just need to get on it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways it benefits you more than you think. So I would say, sit down, watch a video and learn.
Britt, I have a homegirl. She uses ChatGPT. She uses ChatGPT. To put in that she has a Costco membership. It tells her what groceries to get based on what's on sale, what's on promotion, and giving her recipes at the same time.
Now, I use it for recipes. If I say like, hey, I have turkey meat at home. I got an onion. I got this. I got that. I got that. Make me, give me a recipe. But how do you do it with the Costco membership card? That's crazy.
Exactly. And you want to talk about how much time that saved? Come on, man.
We need to have her on the show to teach us a little AI situation on how to do that prompt.
I'll reach out tomorrow. We're going to get her on.
Okay.
She would love to be on the show.
Right.
She would love to be on the show.
Uh-oh. Where are we going? Okay. So, second question. You're from Louisiana,
I'm from Louisiana.
Sugar on grits or what, man?
Nah, man. We putting salt and butter on grits, man.
Ew.
Sugar on grits is country, okay? That's country.
I'm country.
You country then, because sugar on grits is country. Y'all, let us know in the comments. Is sugar on the grits country? You do sugar on grits, you do butter on the grits.
I'm sugar on grits all day.
Sugar on grits.
You ever had cream of wheat?
Yeah, I had cream of wheat. Cream of wheat tastes like
sugar and butter.
Cream of wheat tastes like a box grounded up and just like a wet box grounded up.
Right.
That's what cream of wheat tastes like.
Right. Hey. Oh my gosh. Okay, my last question. I didn't put it on there because I want you to, you got the Chiefs. Or are you going for the Eagles? Who are you going for? Two black quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes. I like Patrick Mahomes' dad. I tell you that. He's funny.
Joe Burrow. Smoke another Burrow. Joe
Burrow. He's hilarious.
Burrow.
Sugar He's so funny to
way
me.
To go. Jay Fields says sugar on the grits is the way to go. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Who's putting salt on them? Okay, but anyway, go ahead. Eagles or Chiefs?
Chiefs or Eagles. Y'all also let me know in the comments who y'all thinking. Chiefs or Eagles. Okay. On one side, I would love Patrick Mahomes to get another chip, right? I would love him to get another chip, like the guys say.
Okay.
That's going to be a record.
Okay.
But then on the opposite side, I want Jalen Hurts to get him one because I don't want them to be talking about him like they be talking about Tony Romo and some of these other quarterbacks. Even though Tony Romo has never been to the Super Bowl, right? But
no,
I want. So for me, if I had to pick a team, I'm gonna take the Eagles this go round because I want Jalen Hurts to win one, and I also want my guy Kari, brother Blayton Gang. I want him to get one. He's a fullback for the Eagles, and we had him on the show like a year or two ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all right, Eagles fan for Sunday.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly,
Eagles, fly.
Hey. Okay. Well, I don't
have... Who you got? Who you got, Producer Britt?
I don't have
you ain't sliding out of here like that. Who you got?
Okay. I ain't got either one. I'll tell you that right now. I am...
You gotta pick one.
I just watched the Super Bowl. I got Kendrick Lamar halftime, all right? That's what I got.
Is he going to bring out Lil Wayne at halftime?
I think he's going to bring out Lil Wayne. I think he gonna bring out, he might bring out SZA because they're going on tour together. And it was one other person I thought he was gonna bring out. Everybody thinks he's gonna bring out Beyonce, but Beyonce ain't about to go do that again.
If he would shut it down if he brought out Cash Money.
Oh, that too. I think he's gonna do that too.
If he bring out Cash Money, he's shutting it down. For the 9-9-25.
How many times do you think he's gonna perform Not Like Us?
Oh Lord. I have no idea, but they're gonna go crazy when he does.
They're gonna go crazy. I mean, they went crazy at the Grammys when he was walking up on the stage.
That boy holding Grammy like somebody that done looted some snacks. Okay. Right here with it.
Oh my god. Yeah. Five of them things. Well, Jonathan, I'll pass it over to you. It's been a great show. Peace out, y'all.
All right. Y'all, thanks so much for coming back again for Speak Your Success. And like I told y'all before, we going live. We all in your TV Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, okay? So y'all ain't gonna be able to get enough of us. And make sure to send in those What I Saw scroll-ins and everything to at Speak Your Success Media on TikTok or at Producer Britt on TikTok so we can post it and we can shout you out and we can show you love. But make sure if you haven't subscribed to Speak Your Success Media, subscribe on YouTube, or if you prefer to listen to the audio version, you can subscribe on the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Just type in Speak Your Success. But this is Jonathan Jones. Y'all already know that's Producer Britt. And remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?